For our last Tiger segment, we did the segment on the force field that seems to live around the Mavericks franchise. It doesn't really live around the Cowboys franchise so much. The Cowboys are ripped constantly for things that the Mavericks never get ripped for. Well, somebody wanted to sound off on that topic. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss that is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Good morning. I'd just like to thank you for the absolute courage that you have shown for bringing up that double standard.
Oh, you've noticed it, huh?
Oh, have I noticed it. Absolutely. Nobody lets me get away with anything.
Yeah.
Most notably Gene.
Right.
I mean, hell, Mark Cuban gets caught in a steakhouse restroom with a couple 20-year-old sorority girls, and Gene doesn't even mention it. I get caught, and the next thing I know, I'm dodging Lombardi trophies in my own home, sailing past my head. Mark can do that Roe v. Wade show that he had on Channel 11.
Wow.
And nobody,
Jerry.
And nobody even mentions a word except for bad radio. And I mess up one word like vidgeboard, and everyone jumps on me all the time.
Yeah, we've noticed it over the years.
The Mavs have a superstar that shows up fat and out of shape, and fans still love him.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that shows up fat and out of shape, and now fans want to see Tony Pollard. That's what happens on my end.
Right?
I even heard that Cuban talked to the team in the locker room a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I go in the locker room to talk to the team, and Jimmy Johnson quits.
It is amazing.
Boy, he's on a roll here.
Mark Cuban has a reality show called Shark Tank, in which he invests in sixth graders who invent a new Turby Twist hair tie, and people praise his entrepreneur spirit. I start a Legends catering company that serves food at my stadium, and people say I'm distracted and don't focus on the team enough.
Another good point, Jerry.
Cuban works out with the team and showers with them. I try to shower with the team, and they have me taken out by security. And Cuban only has one championship, and I have three, and people still say I'm the failed GM owner.
True enough.
Yeah. You make some good points, Jerry.
So you tell me who's being mistreated in this town.
Well,
it's me.
Yeah, that's the way it's always been that way for the Cowboys, though.
Well, I want that to change, Giorgio. Who do I have to write a check to change the culture around here?
Make it out to George Dunham. How about that?
All right, I'll make it out to George Dunham. And, hey, I'd just like to add thoughts and prayers to Tiger Woods.
Indeed.
Thoughts and prayers to him. I've been in an accident similar to Tiger's. I kept it out of the press, but it was on that exact turn that Tiger wrecked his car. I rolled a Bentley.
What?
I sure did.
Really?
Yeah, but there was some Lewinsky stuff going on at the time. So anyway, I wouldn't mind. Good morning to you.
We'll see you. There goes Jera. It's 8:45 on the ticket. The long road back for the athletes. Some examples of incredible comebacks next.